This morning, I want to talk to you about the Christian soldier. And that's why we changed the song on "We're Christian Soldiers." So if you didn't get that part, maybe you'll understand it now. The reason I want to talk to you about the Christian soldier is because that's who we all are. Amen. We're in God's army. We are Christian soldiers. We will endure battles. We will endure hardships. Yes. It will not all be hunky-dory. You see, God's going to prepare us for those times. He's going to love us just like He always does. Amen. But when you're better prepared when you go into battle, you'll be able to withstand the things that are coming towards you. The forces of evil.
Right.
Satan, if you will. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. And we think about a Christian soldier. I've used the analogy before. I think about a firefighter. Many of you know or have seen firefighters on TV or even have someone in your family. Before they go into a fire, before they do anything, they will have the right equipment to do that. A firefighter has his boots, his turnout gear or things that are attached to it. They have the suspenders, the pants. And then you have the coat that go on. But don't forget, before you go in, we're going to put some gloves on too. Well, there's also a shield that you put over your face. It's a cloth-type material that helps protect you from the fire. Don't leave any of your skin unprotected because you will go into temperatures that we cannot stand. They then will put on their helmet. They will throw on their air pack because, see, they need air to breathe while they're inside. Because that air is polluted by the smoke. Air is polluted with this sinful nature that we have. We need God's breath of fresh air to allow us to get through. We need that whole protection of that suit. You see, when they have it all ready, they don't forget to go in without the fire hose. You see, don't get totally prepared for something. Forget one of the main objects. As a firefighter is prepared to go in, we as Christian soldiers need to be prepared also. If you're in your Bibles, Ephesians 6, we'll read along, starting with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with power and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, the utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. And I forgot to get you to stand because it was a little bit longer, but let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you for this message. We thank you for this word, Lord, that you have laid upon my heart today to share with others. Lord, I just pray that each and every one of us will be better equipped Christian soldiers. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, in this life, we battle against rulers and authorities. And we depend on God and the full armor of God to get us by. You see, just like that firefighter, we can't go in missing something. We can't go in and not have a piece of that equipment with us. If we do, we're not ready. Many of us today are not ready for the things that this world is throwing at us. We must become better equipped Christian soldiers. You see, Paul has given his counsel to all the body to fight in the strength of the church, whose power comes from the Holy Spirit. He said when he left us that he would never leave us alone because he sent his Holy Spirit. Let's talk about the Christian soldier's charge. A Christian soldier is charged to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. As we warn the soldier of Christ, we must possess power, might, and strength. But note that this strength is not fleshly strength, but is this strength found only in the Lord. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You may go in knowing strength-wise, physically, you'll never beat it. But I'll tell you, the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can overcome anything. Amen. Don't sit back and say you're not good enough to receive that which God has given us. Because we are all worthy. If we accept Jesus into our heart and we sincerely go after the love that he has for us, we will prevail as Christians. Amen. See, a Christian soldier is charged to put on the whole armor of God. We need to realize that no amount of the armor is worth the material it is made unless the soldier has the heart to fight. Again, we must be strong in the Lord. Once a man is willing to be strong in the Lord, he begins to arm himself. God's armor, leaving nothing out. And I say that several times because you can take a Bible to the fight, but if you don't believe what's in that Bible, or you have not read what's in that Bible, it's nothing more than a book to you. If you leave a piece of the armor off, you expose yourself in any of that openness to the enemy. Enemies don't always come in the form of horns or have a tail and a pitchfork, as many of us can say we think that's what the devil looks like. Many of that comes in forms of people that you wouldn't even realize. See, the Christian soldier's enemy is the next thing we want to talk about. You see, in Ephesians 6:11, it says, stand against the strategies of the devil. There's many strategies out there that he's getting you. He's trying to get you. He's trying to suck you in. He's trying to bring you in to do the things that he wants you to do. Many times we take the easy way out. Yep. The devil is the Christian soldier's enemy. 1 Peter 5, 8, 9 said, the devil walks around like a roaring lion. Remain steadfast in your faith. The devil has wiles, it says in the Bible, strategies, so to try to defeat us. Because see, Satan is a master of deception and evil maneuvers. He lies. He ambushes. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says that. He recruits help, 2 Corinthians. Always trying to gain an advantage over us, in 2 Corinthians again, 2 and 11. And he constantly seeks to find our weakness. That's in 1 Corinthians. You see, the Bible tells us of many ways that the devil will look to defeat us. Because he's a whiny little baby, that God has already defeated him. And he's going to do it again. Yep. You need to remain steadfast in your faith.
Amen.
And not let it overcome you.
That's right.
The Christian soldier's spiritual warfare. You see, Christians are at war.
That's
right. 1 Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight. 2 Timothy 2, 2, 3, and 4 says, share the good fight. The warfare is not always physical. It's spiritual. When I think about this now, I think about the movie The War Room. If any of you have not seen it, I recommend that you go to Redbox or whatever and get it. Because I'm telling you what, it's one of the more powerful movies that are out there. And guess what? It's a Christian movie. What? You mean it don't have all that bad language and stuff and talking about bad things? No. Talks about what each and every one of us should do to prepare for battle. See, we're at war with a very powerful enemy. This enemy will do anything. You know, we're all human. We're not all perfect. You ever been mad with somebody, you'll think of anything and everything. You'll come at them at their weakest point. You'll do whatever you can. Well, just think about all those bad things that you thought about, because I know we ain't all perfect. Every one of us has had some bad thoughts before. Just think of those things that you thought about and multiply that by millions. Because Satan will come at us with everything that he has. He's not going to give up on us. He's not going to let us go. He's going to continue going after us. That's why we must be prepared Christian soldiers. Our enemy, principalities, powers, world rulers, darkness, and wickedness. Doesn't say where that's coming from. It just says everything is corrupt. Everything has been infiltrated by the devil because we've allowed them to be there. Now, I'm not going to step up on the political platform or whatever. And many of you might not like Trump. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I am so glad to see somebody get in the White House that ain't scared to stand up for what God is and what God has done for us.
Amen.
Yeah, he might screw some things up. That's all right. If we get God back in there, he'll fix it.
Right. Amen.
That's our problem now. They got to fix the number one thing wrong. It ain't the president of the United States. It's that they've all allowed God. They pushed him right out on the front lawn. They might have even pushed him past that black gate up there, that front gate, if you've ever been there, where all the visitors are. They're just allowing him to look in. Well, I think Trump now has really got him up there by the bushes, actually looking in the windows. Saying he wants to help. He's getting an inch closer every time. The Christian soldier's duty Again, a Christian soldier must take up the whole armor of God. You see, it's mentioned twice in that scripture there because you want to see that importance there. Paul's letting us know that you got to be equipped. We have all these things out here that we can be equipped with, but yet we still don't do it. You see, we can't go into any battle unless we're prepared. A sports team can't go on the field unless they've had all the adequate practice that they need to have. Parker's Army Reserve Unit ain't going into battle unless they've had all the training that they're going to have. Christian soldier must be able to withstand in the evil day. He must be able to resist the exploits of the devil. We must be able to turn the other way and look away. Know what's evil. Know what's good. This will only occur if you have the whole armor of God. Think about the firefighter. If the firefighter goes in without his gloves into a burning building, most likely his hands are going to be scarred. If you go into a spiritual warfare, your heart may be the one that's scarred. A Christian soldier must be able to take a stand. We must draw a line of defense and make our stand. We must stand up, stand firm for what you believe in. Don't let people change your mind. Know what you believe in. Know what the Word of God says. If you listen to someone and they try to say, oh, well, this, that, and the other, that's fine. I don't agree with them, but do you research the information? Don't agree with what I say until you go home and research the information. I'm human. Not that I make many mistakes, Dana, but I make them. Hadn't made any this year so far. Well, that might be the first one. We must not give ground. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says that. Let's talk about the soldier's armor. First, we start with the girdle of truth. The girdle was used to hold the soldier's clothing next to his body so as not to be impeded in movement. Truth is to be held close so that we not stumble over the garments of weakness in the flesh. We must bind up and bring into control our thoughts and our actions. Notice what truth is able to do. It's able to keep us from flapping from one doctrine to the other. Stand firm in what you believe. Don't let somebody else don't let somebody convince you to do the other without you researching it first. My daddy, I love him to death, but every time when he says somebody does something, it's, oh, everybody said. I said, Daddy, who's everybody? Well, I heard such and such said. I said, well, that's who such and such said it then, not everybody. The truth girdle keeps us from being entangled in the affairs of the world. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4 says that. You see, when we're tied up in all the things of the world, getting involved in some things that we don't even need to get our nose into, that's our problem. Let's stick to the truth. The Bible tells us that the truth will set us free. You see, that supports us in battle and trials of life. Stick to the truth. The lie will always be a cover-up. The breastplate of righteousness, the second thing. The breastplate covered the body of the soldier from neck to the thighs. It was used to protect his heart. Righteousness is what is which protects the Christian's heart. It is that which keeps the heart from being wounded and losing its focus. You ever heard the story or the slogan or whatever, if your heart's not in it, you're not either. You got to train your heart to love our God. If you don't, you will be easily convinced that something else out there is better. Because you're not equipped as the Christian soldier. See, all the stuff is here for us, but we have to want it. You see, as a firefighter can go to the firehouse and all these things will be provided for them, if they don't use it, it's no good. Oh, yeah, I can ride around with it at the back of my pickup truck, and so I can say I'm a firefighter, I got my light on my truck, got my red plate on the front. But if I don't use that equipment for what it's intended for, it's no good to you or to I. You see, we get fed with things from church. We get fed with all kinds of books, Christian books that are out there. Even the Christian movies that are out there. We get fed by the Word of God. And yet, we act like we ain't hungry enough to take it. We're out there starving as a nation. Because we have allowed other people, other things to take over and not allow God to be in control. Amen. You see, the sandals of the gospel of peace is the next thing. The sandals were a sign of readiness, readiness to do marching and to do battle. The Roman sandals were made with nails that gripped the ground firmly, even when it was slippery. I don't know about you. But that don't sound like no memory foam. The sign of the Christian is readiness. Christian must be ready to march and to fight the good fight of faith. Wherever a Christian's feet take him, he shares the gospel that can firmly ground the world slipping into this slime of sin. You see, if you allow him to come in, and I'm talking about Satan, he will take over. But if you allow God to take over, he will take over. He will defeat Satan again, as he's already done before. The Christian soldier's shoes are not dancing shoes. They're not lounging slippers, but they're shoes of a warrior. Let's talk about the shield of faith. The shield of faith referred to here is large and oblong, shaped like a door. Shield gives protection from the arrows and the spears that would have been hurled at them. You think about it, in that time, they had arrows and they had big rocks or whatever they had to throw. They didn't have no guns or anything like that. They had the big catapults, probably. You see, the shield for us, in like manner, we are to use our faith as a shield to protect us from the fiery darts of the evil one. You see, Satan's out there firing at us every time he gets a chance. Firing at us right now, we're in church. Having us to look at our own congregation and look at each other and say, what is that person doing? Or what is that person doing? Or why is he doing this? And why are they doing that? Blah, blah, blah. See, he's right here firing in the walls right now. We need to get our whole full armor of God on. Because without it, will seep in. Helmet of salvation. The helmet covered the head and the mind of the soldier. The head, of course, was the core of the soldier's power to wage war. His taking ability was the most important factor in determining his victory or defeat. You see, as a Christian, we have to protect our head, our mind, and our thoughts. You see, if we allow someone to get into our head, it's over. If we're not strong enough, as a Christian, when those things start coming in our head, instead of just going right out, they stay there. And those good thoughts go out. You see, I've talked to you before, the more good you put in, the more good you'll have in. The bad you put in, that's what'll be there. And it will come out. The sword of the Spirit. The sword was a weapon used for both defense and offense. The sword was used both to protect and to fight off and slay the enemy. The sign of the Christian soldier in his use of the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, is the Almighty Bible that holds so many things that we need. You see, by the use of scriptures, we protect ourselves from the enemy. Because our enemy is coming after us. Our enemy is going to fight towards us. They don't give up. We might take a day off. They don't. He's right there waiting for you, day after day. And the Word of God is the one thing that will assure your victory. You see, notice that each piece is built around the Word of God. Each piece is vital to go into battle against our enemy. We have to be prepared. A Christian soldier has to be prepared. You have to be equipped to handle the things that he will throw at us. The Christian soldier's provision. A soldier must pray. A Christian soldier will pray in the Spirit, constant with the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. We must use our Bible for more than just a book stop, for a paperweight, for decoration. We must open it and see what it says. A Christian soldier will pray at all times. You will constantly be in prayer because we never know when and where that battle will be. You will never know where God will lead you because he wants to use you. A Christian soldier will watch and be mindful of the things around him because he doesn't want to be easily grabbed and brought in to the evil that our world has. You see, don't act like it won't happen to you because you might be the most vulnerable. You might be the one that's already allowed them in. Our problem is, Christians, is we think that it won't happen to us. It won't happen to us if we're equipped with the whole armor of God. So are you fighting in the Lord's army? Now that you've heard the different items here, have you decided that you want to put the whole armor of God on instead of being mortally wounded? Instead of living an eternity of damnation? Or you want to live the rest of your life with our Lord? As we close, remember that God has given you the equipment to use. As I talked about, the fire department supplies the equipment needed. But it's up to us as soldiers to use that equipment. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for the word today. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. We love you. These many things that you have done for us. We're so thankful for the things that you've given us. You have equipped us with everything we need. And it's up to us now to use them. It's up to us now to not go in battle and not be equipped. You see, even inside these walls, we need to be ready. And outside these walls, we need to share your love and fight off the evil that is out there. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. We're thankful for the things that you have done for us. We're thankful for the equipment that you've equipped us with. And I pray today that each and every one that's here today will not go in battle alone. Will not go in battle without the right equipment. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. Keep us safe in all of our battles. In your name we pray. Amen.